Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Senior Radio for the Town of North Hempstead. I'm Peter Janowski, filling in for, once again, my very best friend, otherwise known as BAE, John Ryan. We're back with Gina Saletti, and we finished off with a really good background of her and how what's going on right now and her experience, new experience in Albany. And I think we're going to get into a little bit more specifics right now and ask some questions.
Sure.
So like I mentioned, you're from the 16th district. You're representing the 16th district, state of New York. Where is that geographically? I know it's Port Washington, but I'm not sure if it covers more or less than that.
Oh, yeah. So it's actually pretty big. It's all in the town of North Hempstead, by the way. So we have the two peninsulas, Port Washington and Great Neck, and then we come down to Manhasset. Then there's a little bit of North New Hyde Park, you know, Lake Success, a little North New Hyde Park. Then we have a good chunk of Herrick School District. And then there's, and, you know, some of the towns that's in that, a little bit Albertson. And then a little bit of Roslyn. I share Roslyn with Assemblyman Chuck Levine. So it's, I kind of like to say it's the Queens border to Glen Cove Road, and then to like Hillside. It's not a perfect square. So like in Roslyn, it's like almost like a pizza pie. It goes in and out like and then I have this one weird part that like sticks out like a hand into Old Westbury. It's very strange. I don't know. At that part, I don't understand. But it's there. And so I represent like a, you know, a few like one little neighborhood in Old Westbury.
You don't go south of Hillside?
Not really.
Because few blocks south of Hillside.
Yeah, so it depends. You could be in it.
In New Hyde Park, right.
Yeah, so there's a few spots that like dip down. I have a little, you know, couple of blocks in Mineola, you know, that's near Herricks Road, that part of Mineola. But yeah, just a little bit south of Hillside, just a couple, you know, trying to, you know, give the folks that are listening and watching just kind of a general geographic idea of, oh, by the way, this is a good time to plug my office number. And I, you know, I mean this very seriously, you know, I'm brand new. Not everybody knows me. Not everybody knows that we're here, which is okay. And hopefully you will know me soon. You know, that was one of the things too, just to, for one second, when I was running for office, you know, maybe it was because of my days working for Dave Mejias and, you know, being such a constituent focused office. I want our office to be that way. And I want our office to be a resource for people in the community and not just on state issues, right? So sometimes, you know, gosh, we have so many levels of government, right, in Nassau. So we have North Hempstead, we have the county, we have the villages, you know, we have the water districts and this district and that, and blah, blah, blah. So it's not always, people don't always know who to call. So I would love if you called our office. You know, I've been in government so long, I know everybody, right? And, you know, and I have these relationships and hopefully our office can, you know, point you in the right direction. So whether it's a state issue, a town issue, a county issue, whatever it is, you know, federal issue, you know, we have to put you in touch with, you know, Tom Swazi. We're happy to help. So our office is, you know, we're not doing anything in person right now, and that's okay. Hopefully soon. We are located in Port Washington. Our office number is 516-482-6966. And, you know, happy to help. Can't wait to help. And, you know, we're here for whatever anybody needs. So what was your question? what was your question there about, so we were talking about the district and, the district lines and, you know, and the various, you know, constituencies, and it's broad, right? We have, you know, so many people, you know, with all various needs, you know, there is a, you know, a misconception about Long Island, you know, by some folks. You know, they look at New York, they look at Long Island, they look at the North Shore and they think, oh, you know, all these rich people that, you know, they're fine, they don't need any help. Well, let me tell you, they do need help. They're struggling. The pandemic has made it very hard for folks. Food insecurity, jobless, you know, unemployment, you name it. You know, people are hurting. And it's, you know, it's not just, it's everyone. And we also have a mixture of people. It's not just wealthy people. I mean, I live in the village of Manor Haven. The village of Manor Haven is a cross section of everybody. It's, you know, immigrant workers to, you know, government employees like me, you know, to everything in between, right? And that what makes, you know, this district so special is that you have, a little bit of everything, every, you know, every kind of person. And it's a beautiful place.
Gina, I could visualize, you know, like you're a, I can clearly see a person who will try to do what can be done to help as many people as you can help.
Yeah.
And I could see easily getting into overload in that kind of world. All right. And to me, always in my life, my business life, whatever, the ability to pick your spots, to prioritize, you know, the whole process of filtering through all this different input that you get, to me becomes kind of a major skill, if you will, because you can't do it all. You know, there's only X hours. So you're there till 10. Are you going to stay there till 2 in the morning? Right. You know, so my point, I guess, is, how do you process this in your own thinking? You know,
sure.
Is there a system, or does Gina have a system of her own for prioritizing?
Sure. I mean, P.S. I'll try to figure it out. But I could just tell you like a typical day, right? So, I have, you know, when I'm in district, more so than when I'm in Albany, but when I'm in district, I have meetings, except for this morning, I'm with you guys for, you know, an hour, which is lovely. I have meetings every half hour with all kinds of different groups. Now, right now we're in budget session. So I was, oh my gosh, I was literally meeting with this group, with that group, and this and that. And, you know, everyone is asking for more funds. Actually, no, this year they weren't really asking for more funds. They were asking to stay. Don't cut us. You know, it was before we got this incredible influx of money that's coming from the federal government. Thank you, by the way, Senator Schumer. New York is, I mean, the amount of money that New York has spent on this pandemic is obviously unprecedented. The amount of money our schools have spent on the pandemic is unprecedented, and unemployment and, you know, just everything. You know, people needed help and the government had to spend money. So our federal government is coming in and they're helping, and it's amazing. But before that, we didn't really know. So we're meeting with these constituency groups, and, you know, normally they were like, we need an additional 10 million, we need an additional 100 million, whatever the case may be, you know, and a lot of the folks were like, please don't cut us, please, or restore, you know, our funding from before. You know, there was a 20% sort of cut across the board on a lot of different agencies. And so, you know, just please keep us the same. And so, and another thing that sways me as well is, you know, a lot of them are, you know, lobbyist groups or organizations, and, you know, and you feel for the people that you're meeting with. And, you know, one thing I was meeting with a group of young people, and they say, you know, tell us, you know, about what influences you and what sways you. And I tell, you know, I meet with all kinds of people, and my biggest thing is, you know, you have an issue and you're talking about the issue, but tell me how it affects you personally. Tell me about you and how the, you know, if we got the additional funds or we put this program back in place, what will it mean to you and your family? So that's what I get too from constituents, right? So, you know, I tell constituents, I'm very honest. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to be like, well, you know, I'm working on this and we'll see. You know, I'm very honest. If I don't think something's going to happen, I'll say, and it happened recently with an early retirement incentive. you know, that I was talking to other people about it, and they were telling me I don't see it happening this year. But I got so many emails from constituents being like, we need this. This is important for us. How can you help us? And so because I've gotten all this, you know, correspondence from constituents, I'm still pushing. I'm going to keep nudging, and I'm not going to, you know, take, you know, the no for an answer. And I appreciated all the people that emailed me. And by the way, they wrote back and they were like, thank you for your, you know, for your frankness and your honesty. People want to be told the truth. They don't want to be, you know, BS'd, you know, for lack of a better word. Right. So how do I wade through it? You know, I look at, you know, my constituents, and if they're, you know, what they're telling me, and, you know, how many letters I get, how many phone calls I get. But right now, like I said, we're on budget, and we had to put in our request letter. Like each assembly person was asked to put a letter of all their budget requests and all their, you know, their priorities of what they'd like to see in the budget. Not so much policy, but, you know, projects. And I honestly, it's my first year. I put everything in. I put everything that, you know, my constituents asked. Obviously, you know, my school districts are hurting for money, and, you know, so that was priority. You know, the first, I would say, page and a half, single space, really tiny, was education funding and money for our school districts, because on average, they spent $3 million. That was a number I heard a lot. $3 million of money that wasn't budgeted for, to make schools safe for our children. And, you know, I don't have to tell anybody who's listening or you guys that getting schools back open fully is going to be key to our economic recovery, right? Parents need to get back to work, especially women. You know, we like to say, you know, we're equal, we're progressive, but this pandemic has especially hurt women. So that's a priority for me. And then there was, you know, district projects, you know, some villages were in need of this and that, and there's Shore Road is, you know, crumbling, or not, I wouldn't say crumbling, but it's, you know, there's water, there's erosion, you know, we got to shore up our shorelines, you know, feasibility set, all kinds of things, anything. You know, it was my first letter. It was go big or go home, right? So, you know, I just wanted to, you know, and as I mentioned to you guys before, you know, I just want to help everybody. And how do I weed it out? You know, I put in my asks, and, you know, they try to fit it in as best as they can in the budget. And, you know, we try to make it work, and we try to just do the best we can to help people, as many as we can. So that's sort of where I'm at.
But believe it or not, that was very interesting. But we're coming up on our third break. This has been fantastic so far. Really good.
Time flies.
Yeah. Once again, this is Senior Talk Radio at 88.1 FM. It's WCWP.org. And we'll be right back.